Here's a serious question. Who isn't fascinated by emperor penguins? I mean, every year they travel to their breeding grounds, and once the females lay their eggs, the males immediately take charge over them for over 100 days in the cold darkness of winter. Once the eggs hatch, the females return to take charge of the baby penguins. All of this in the harsh, brutal elements of Antarctica. This cycle is beautifully captured in the BBC documentary Dynasties, Emperor, narrated by David Attenborough.
Penguins unlucky in love head back to spend the winter feeding at sea because there's no food out here on the ice.
But have you ever wondered what's involved in making that kind of film? I certainly have. British wildlife filmmaker Lindsay McRae spent 11 months in Antarctica as the director of photography for Dynasties. He's now written about the experience in the new book, My Penguin Year, and he joins us to talk about it. Welcome, Lindsay.
Thank you very much.
So filming the emperor penguins was something that you've wanted to do for a long time, ever since you saw David Attenborough's wildlife series Planet Earth back in 2006. But traveling to Antarctica, that's some level of commitment. What drew you to this project?
Well, yeah, it was back during the first Planet Earth, which I remember watching the images of the camera person on his knees in the most brutal conditions and just being as far away from home as I could possibly get and experiencing probably the hardest conditions I'll ever experience. It's weird. It's those are the things that attracted me to it. And obviously you've got the payoff of watching Emperor Penguins for a year.
Yeah. So 11 months of filming, it's a lot to ask of any filmmaker, but you also had this other complication. You found out that your partner, Becky, was pregnant and that she was due to give birth while you were away, and you still decided to take the trip.
Well, I actually knew that I was going 2 years before we actually left, and we spoke long and hard about this. And it was either wait the 2 years of preparation and then the actual year I was away. So 3 years, a long time in total, or see what happens. And it was our first child, so we thought we'll go through it without knowing what to expect and see what happens. And yeah, so little Walter was born in April and I didn't meet him until he was 7 months old.
7 months old. I find it a little ironic, though, that you were on this filming trip, filming penguins going through this process of procreating. And meanwhile, Becky was back home, pregnant with your child. Was this something that you were thinking about as you were filming these penguins?
Well, no, it's funny. Not until they laid their eggs and the female passed the egg to the male. And then she turned around and walked away. And I remember she took one glance back at her partner. And then it dawned on me how ironic this whole situation was, that female was me a few months back and I'd left Becky back at home.
Yeah, some of the filming you also did was incredibly risky. One example is that you and your colleagues went out to film the male penguins weathering a winter storm. Getting back to the station turned out to really be incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, well, and actually filming a storm was one of the things I was most excited about. I knew the weather would
really
be pretty. Yeah, because you're seeing behavior that even when the weather gets that bad, scientists turn and go for home because it is so dangerous. Mm-hmm. So it was an event, and emperor penguins are famed for this huddling behavior and withstanding these horrendous storms. And our colony was about 7 kilometers away from the research station, which was our home, you could do in 10 minutes on a good day. But yeah, we outstayed our welcome in one storm and we got some amazing images. But our journey home took us almost 3 hours. And you're simply just relying on that little GPS box in front of you. And it's terrifying because you can't see a thing because the visibility is zero. The wind is so strong, you're getting your skidoo's almost getting blown over. And you're just creeping along, hoping that the station's going to pop up in front of you. And
oh my God.
The one day we did have a really bad one, I only found out we were back is because I drove into it. You couldn't see it.
You drove right into the building. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. We were obviously just creeping along and I hit the front door. So yeah, they are horrendous conditions and incredibly dangerous.
I'm wondering if there were moments when you were tempted to intervene on behalf of the penguins. I'm thinking about this one scene where there was a huge gully near the penguins and a number of them were blown and fell into it. And you saw these little babies trying to get up the hill there. How did you feel and how did you react to those moments?
That had been probably the biggest storm we'd experienced. It was a good 2 week plus storm. We'd not been able to even open the front door to the station. We'd been with the birds about 10 months at this point, so we were really close to them. We'd spent every moment of the day, you know, good weather days with them. And yeah, when we returned after this storm, it was just carnage. There were baby penguins everywhere that had got separated from their parents, and there were parents looking for their young. And then there were these enormous gullies that had formed, and lots of birds at the bottom of these gullies. And it was a real unique situation because they hadn't been chased in there by a predator. And if they would have died down there, there were no other animals in Antarctica at that time of year which would have benefited from feeding on a dead penguin. So, we thought long and hard. We watched what was happening and, we decided to give them a helping hand. And we dug them a shallow ramp. We gave them an option. We didn't help them directly. But fortunately, they decided to use it and they saved themselves.
You know, it's really easy, you can hear it in my voice, to attach human emotions to penguins, but you spent a lot of time filming them. Would you say you saw moments of genuine emotion?
Yeah, absolutely. And I remember the first couple of penguins we saw, they turn around and walk away and you could mistake them for people in suits. They're big animals and you can't help it. And they're monogamous, so they pair up anew each season. They don't go back to their old partner. But still, that bond, the strength of that bond is just incredible. But they need it to get their chick through the most horrendous conditions on Earth and get it to a stage where it can look after itself and fledge. So it is important.
There was one moment in your book, you had just arrived in Antarctica and you were sitting on the ice and a group of penguins saw you and your partner and came right on up to you with no fear. And I'm thinking about those moments of genuine emotion and friendliness. How would you describe that and their interactions with you guys?
Well, yeah, I'll never forget that because I'd never actually seen a penguin before, not even in a zoo back in the UK. And yeah, we took our first trip out onto the ice and very quickly this group of penguins spotted us. And a lot of these birds that we were filming had probably never seen a human before. So they've no real reason to be afraid of us. And they dropped to their bellies and tobogganed right over and they must have got within a couple of feet and they stood up and did their classic bow and then that amazing trumpet call, which just went right through me. It was just to hear it out in the wild was something else. We obviously had rules to stick to when we were filming about distances, but they were very hard to follow when each day you'd set the camera up and you'd turn around and there'd be a three asleep next to it. And I like to think that they liked our company as much as we liked theirs.
Yeah. Why do you think we care about penguins so much? There are so many stories about them, films, documentaries. We can't get enough of their stories.
No, I know. And it is strange. And I think I was like everybody else. I'd never seen one, but there was just something about them. Everybody across the world knows what an emperor penguin looks like. It's just got to be one of those animals. And when the chicks were born, they are the cutest things that I've ever seen. It's very easy to see why a lot of children's toys are based around baby emperor penguin chicks. But so few people get to see emperors, especially because they're so far south, get to see them in the wild.
You know, the life cycle of the emperor penguin is so unique. It's so dependent on the ice forming at a particular time. And you touched on this in your book. It makes them particularly vulnerable to climate change. Do you worry about their future?
Yeah, absolutely. Not for the species at the moment. It's more their habitat because they're relying on the ocean freezing. There are very few emperors which ever touch land. They spend their life on the sea. And even when they're breeding, they're on a frozen ocean, so they're not effectively on land. And they need that sea ice for as long as possible so that it'll form in the autumn when the conditions get cold enough, and then it will melt away the next spring and summer. And if that duration isn't long enough for them to lay their eggs and for the eggs to hatch and then the chicks to get to a certain stage, then, yeah, very quickly, I think we'll start to lose them. So, yeah, if the planet continues to warm, then I think penguins are going to be the first to get hit.
Mm. Do you think you'll ever go back to Antarctica?
Well, it's funny because a lot of people say, are you not bored of emperors now? And absolutely not. It's funny. It's probably the animal I've seen the most of in my life, having spent
a year not
there.
Seeing them at all before.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But there's a real chance I'll never, ever see another one. And that's a tricky thing to take. So I like to think I'll get a short summer trip down there and film them during the summer when I can get in and out without having to stay all winter. But I'll definitely not be doing another winter. I absolutely loved it, but I've lived my dream now and it wouldn't be fair on family. So fingers crossed I get another chance.
Are you telling your family now stories about penguins, your little baby boy?
Oh, all the time. I've got two boys now and penguins are a big part of their life. So I'll have to do my best to try and show them an emperor at some point in their life.
Wildlife filmographer Lindsay McCrae's book is My Penguin Year, Life Among the Emperors. Lindsay McCrae, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.